to speak to Yvette, who's on this line. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Yvette. You've been through a terrible experience. There's a, you know, there's a fruitful outcome, but at the end of the day, a horrible experience. Just tell me your story, Yvette.
Basically, I was woke on Sunday morning by a text message from my bank to alert me to a strange payment coming out of my account, to which I logged in to find out my account had been cleared by quite a few hundred pounds, which I logged in. Obviously, these payments were unknown to myself, to which I rang the bank, and the bank confirmed that these payments had come out of my account, and I confirmed with the bank that obviously I didn't make these payments to any company, and we worked through it to find out that these payments had come from companies that I wasn't aware of, and they had cleared, well, funds in my account that had been saved to take our terminally ill son on a holiday of a lifetime to Canada. He has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a terminal illness for which there is no treatment or cure. It's a special account which we've been saving sort of funds to one side, sort of a little when we can, as I say, to take him to Canada because he is huge in the ice hockey.
He's a big fan of the Belfast Giants. This is Ethan, isn't it?
It is indeed. He's a big Belfast Giants fan. So much so that obviously he goes to most of the games, as many as he can. Obviously when he's not well and things like that, he would have to miss the games. But he hasn't missed a single game this season. Thankfully, he has been well to see them all. So he has. We took him to his first away game there on Boxing Day with the team. So we did, to which Ethan absolutely loved it. His first game away, he enjoyed the crowd, enjoyed the away crowd, enjoyed the home fans being away with the home fans, being away with the team and seeing the team actually go onto the ice. He was away actually quite recently, a few weeks ago, skating with the Giants. They done a public skating session where the team came out and actually skated in among the public. And Blair Riley, who's the captain of the Giants, actually got Ethan physically out of his wheelchair and took him onto the ice in a set of skates. So Ethan actually skated for the first time ever on the ice.
What a lovely, lovely experience. And he's looking forward to going to Canada to see it played at the highest, highest level.
He is. He wants to go and see the National Hockey League, the big teams, the big American teams. He has seen the sort of smaller American League teams, the ECHL. He's seen the Orlando Solar Bears last year, but now he wants to go and see the big, big teams, the big American NHL teams. So as I say, I mean, we woke on Sunday morning to find out, obviously, our bank account had been cleared out of funds that we had started to start saving to take him there. Thankfully, there is, as you say, there is a fruitful outcome. The bank obviously caught it pretty quick. So they did, and basically they have said they're hopeful that they'll be able to refund the monies that have been obviously taken from the account. But yeah, I mean, basically it is, I mean, unfortunately, we are quite careful. We're quite careful online, we're quite careful with our cards that we don't leave them unattended, but yeah, unfortunately it just shows that anyone can be attacked by online fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. A friend of mine, exactly the same thing was done to her very recently. The bank did reinstate the money, but it was all taken out in a swift number of transactions, one after the other for about an hour. And the bank noticed it, they put a stop on it. And, you know, it's a plus that they can reinstate the money the way they do. But there's something wrong somewhere, because obviously the bank's going to start to lose a significant amount of money if everybody knows somebody who's been cleaned like you were.
Yvette,
was there any suggestion they were targeting a charitable source, or was it just a bank account?
No, it was just a random bank account. And I mean, this wasn't just local companies. This was companies that were based in London and companies that were based actually in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, and very often they've just fake names and the money's going to rogues.
And they can't tell us where the funds have been taken from. The bank couldn't tell us if it was taken via a card or if it was taken, obviously, via a skimming device, or where it was taken. All they could tell us is that it was taken from the account.
The same with my friend. They weren't able to tell her whether they had been spotted at the hole in the wall or whether it was an online transaction they'd done with some company. It's really, really frustrating. The plus is the bank does reinstate the money as long as you have been sensible in your approach, and obviously that, you know, your banking history is a sensible one, and they're giving you the money back. But it's the last thing you need is that sort of hassle when you're trying to organise the trip of a lifetime.
It is, definitely. Unfortunately, with a child with what Ethan has, I mean, time is precious, and he is at the stage now, he's 9, he's going on 10, and with the trend in the illness, I mean, Ethan is starting to show the trend in the illness where he is starting to lose power in his legs. So it's vital to get him away before he loses that power, because when he goes into a motorised chair, it makes it so much harder, obviously, for travelling and things like that, to get him away.
And when do you go? When do you hope to go?
We're hoping to go in hockey season, which is normally roughly about September, October time into April time. So we're hoping towards, obviously, Christmas time, when the schools are off, when Ethan's on a break, which is just a nice time to take him.
Well, it'd be a lovely experience for him, and thankfully the money's been reinstated. Yvette, thank you for letting us know, because it is a reminder indeed to all of us to be absolutely rock solid in our security online and with our card, and to keep in contact with our bank. And thankfully the banks are also across it, because they do raise the hair on these things and they get in contact with you. Yvette, regards to Ethan, and continue to enjoy the hockey. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. That's Yvette McLean there, Ethan's mum. And he's looking forward to that trip of a lifetime to see the creme de la creme of Canadian hockey players in the very near future.